Park Talk. You're on Radio Access 102.5 FM and streaming online at radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen, and this is a interview show where we talk about Bismarck and Mandan Parks and Recreation Districts. And today is a Mandan edition of Park Talk. And so joining me to talk about Mandan Parks is the director of Mandan Parks, Cole Higlin. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So there's a lot going on in the parks. And if there's been a theme that's come up in the time that we've been doing the show, it's that summer's busy. Mm. You know, that's kind of obvious. And so how do you prepare for summer as it comes along, as you're going through the winter months?
So we get asked this question a lot. What do you do in the winter? What do you do in the off season? It's like, we're busy. Park districts in general, you know, have a lot of indoor facilities, but at the same time, we're putting our staff in training and getting them opportunities to make our park district better. And we start our hiring process in January and February for this. We start April 1st is kind of what we call the kickoff to summer, because all of our spring summer sports are going because the weather cooperates. And you know, we're hiring over 300 people just for seasonal employment. We only operate with 24 full-time, so we really rely on the seasonal help. We have a lot of retirees, and we have a lot of college students, and then we have a lot of people, it's their first time having a job. And so it's a great opportunity to get these people into the workforce and understand what a commitment to a job means, showing up on time, doing your paperwork to get on payroll, getting a direct deposit. We're more than just, you know, the stick and ball sports you think, is we're actually teaching young students to become future employees of bigger companies.
And so some of that part of the main base of your employees being students, I'm sure as winter comes along, that might alter things a little bit as far as hours. What kind of hours changes are there as winter comes closer, as we get into fall? And then like any specials that come along with that as well? I'm sure like fall brings new things as well.
Yep. So right now we start transitioning. We always say after the 4th of July, summer's over from a planning standpoint. We start planning for the fall and the winters, and so we start transitioning in. We go from 300 and some employees to about 100, and a lot of it's just our indoor facilities. But we still have to maintain all of our parks, get them winterized, fertilization, just like your personal home, just on a larger scale, so that the turf comes back in a better quality next spring, so we have all our activities on them. But, you know, we get our indoor ice arena at the sports complex. We have an indoor three courts at the All Scenes Arena. That's probably been one of the best improvements that we've done in our community. I mean, it's an older building, but we turned around with the school district and put $1.2 million into a facility that's addressed all the physical education needs for Mandan Public Schools, and then their athletics from 3 to 6, and then the park district's needs from 6 until evening. And so we run a lot of things in there 7 days a week.
So one thing that has kind of been on Mandan Park's plate for a while has been Veterans Memorial Ballpark and that renovation. What has been the public response about that renovation?
So Memorial Ballpark, now it's called Memorial Ballpark at BNC Field. We sold the naming rights for that. But we started the discussions in 2014 with the Mandan Baseball Club, and it was a kind of a public-private partnership. The park district committed $1 million, and then the baseball club committed $1.5 million. And so we did a capital fundraiser from both communities, Bismarck, Mandan, and we had a lot of people that helped participate and help make this project become a reality. And there was a lot of, I guess I'll call the baseball purists, who were kind of concerned from going from a grass field to a synthetic turf. But from a maintenance standpoint, playability standpoint, we've heard nothing but positive comments. And I think we did a nice job of meeting all the needs from both the players, the spectators, and then the umpires, along with the press. So we made sure all those avenues were taken care of in the design factor.
Yeah, I think especially in North Dakota, having turf baseball fields available is an extremely important thing. You saw that with Shiloh Christian's baseball field when it went in, and it's used by teams across the state because no one else can play baseball unless it's on a turf field. So Mandan making that available as well and getting there, I think, was important, not only for Mandan, but for some of the surrounding areas. And their baseball teams will actually be able to play baseball when the season starts.
Yeah, league or high school baseball starts in late March and practice, and it's tough. They're indoors for about 2 or 3 weeks, so yeah, it definitely is going to help. And we bought an attachment for snow removal just in case there's snow that has to be moved off the field. We use it at the sports complex and there, so it'll allow us to get on the field a little bit earlier.
So summer to fall, you already talked about after the 4th of July, summer is done. In the park district, as far as planning is concerned. So can you talk about the programs that become available in the fall and maybe the registration process, when people can start doing that?
So we're really starting to get into our fall registration. We have our winter volleyball leagues. We have our kickball leagues that kick off here this fall. Everything seems to be going online. We actually have not fill the front desk position because our online registration is about 85%. Don't have a whole lot of walk-ins anymore. I think you're seeing that just community-wide and everything. People want to be on their phones and purchase it. And so that's been a huge asset to us. But at the same time, we're losing that personal touch because there are questions that maybe we aren't answering on the websites. But it's allowing us to get everybody on a quickly registration standpoint. But our school year MAC, you know, we have three schools that we have an after-school care program starting up. Our adult basketball leagues will be starting soon. And then our golf course still goes until about October 31st. So that's still got a lot of play takes place out there. So it's amazing how many people we run through our facilities at our racetrack. A lot of people know that the 4th of July Rodeo and the Bismarck Madness Stock Car Association operate out of our facility, and we maintain and operate that. And that still goes until the end of September. So I think all of our facilities are drivers in the community to bring people to spend money from a sales tax standpoint, but also gives people things to do.
So the last Mandan Park Talk that we had with Dustin Fleck, the park superintendent, was in here, and we talked a decent amount about growth. How do you plan for future growth in Mandan Parks?
I actually just came from a planning and zoning meeting this morning. There's three developments that are going to happen west of Mandan and north of Mandan, and has some potential to be a lot of residents. And we plan for green space. We try to strategically work with the developers as far as where future parks could do to help benefit their residential and their multi-purpose needs, but also where our trails can connect to future schools, connect to our future park facilities, and get people moving and have a safe routes to wherever they plan on going. And we'd like to tie in with Bismarck and Mandan, how we cross the bridges and how they all can connect, because I think Bismarck and Mandan both have beautiful trails, and I think we have beautiful parks that people don't really appreciate. And they get to see them like, wow, that's a really cool facility. And our Universal Playground is one of those that, you know, has the inclusive play and really brings everybody together. And it came from a Chamber of Commerce leadership group that really wanted to kind of do something for both communities. And, you know, it might be in Mandan, but it actually is a Bismarck Mandan attraction.
Yeah, you just mentioned some parks that are coming in developments. But are there anything else that people can look forward to? Anything new on the horizon in Mandan Parks?
For the last 4 years, we've done the sports complex, which was around $23 million. We did the All Scenes Arena is 1.2. The baseball complex was 2.5. We did, before the sports complex, we worked with the Family Wellness Center in Sanford on building that rec center south of the Raging Rivers. So we've had about a good 6 year run of construction. We're going to take a deep breath here for the next year or two. Some smaller projects, some neighborhood parks. H.A. Kausman Park is the most recent one we're doing. We're working with the residents. We're actually going to get a design team of some residents with kids in the area to help us design what should be in that park, and hopefully drive that hopefully next spring.
Yeah. Speaking of H.A. Kausman Park, you recently had a public input meeting on that. How do people get involved in those kind of things? You know, how do they find out? How do you spread the word? And what kind of input, what are you looking for from people at those meetings?
Well, to get the word out, just like this, what we're doing here today, what Dakota Media Access does for us, our board meetings are televised. It's amazing how many people we hear watch, which is great because we want to be transparent. Social media from our marketing department, Kelly Churchill, does a great job of making sure that they're aware. We have a large database of emails that we can send to people. But we just put a huge billboard sign, you know, one of those portable ones at the park and said, hey, meeting on this date 2 weeks in advance. And we had 53 people show up to a public hearing, which I think was great. You know, I mean, you're always worried about how many people are going to show up. The difficult part is there's a wide range of needs, you know, from we want dogs, we don't want dogs. We want pollinator parks, we don't want pollinators. So we've kind of put it on the task of this design committee to help us figure out what we should put in that's best for everybody. We're never going to meet everybody's needs. We just want to do what's best for everybody and stay within a budget that's reasonable.
You're listening to Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM. This is a Mandan edition of Park Talk. Cole Higlin, the director of Mandan Parks, is my guest today. My name is Josh Haugen. So ultimately, a lot of what we've been talking about today boils down to budget.
Yep.
That's a year-round discussion, I'm sure, within your department. So how are things going as far as planning for the 2020 budget, and how far ahead do you look for those?
So we start our budget process in June. We hand out all the information to our managers and try to get their ideas as far as what's going on. We always have a five-year strategic plan on capital outlay and then facility improvements. So we always have a pretty good idea where we're at there. The difficult part that we run into is, you know, you got employees who need raises, health insurance costs goes up. We're no different than any other business. And we have to be cognitive of the fact that 50% of our revenue comes from property taxes. The other 50% comes from our fees. And so we really got to do a balance of how do we raise our fees to offset without having to do a huge impact to the citizens. And, you know, I think people can live with a 2 or 3% increase in their property taxes. That's just kind of inflation and growth. What they can't live with is those higher than 5%, 6%, 8%. And that's why we try to stick around that 2% to 3%. And new growth in Manan is happening. We're seeing it with the need for the new schools. And what I always try to explain to everybody is when we need new elementary schools or a new high school because of enrollment issues, well, they get the kids. But the park district gets the mom, the dad, the spouse, you know, everybody else that's associated with the family are in all of our programs. And so as those space needs for schools, we use a lot of the school district facilities, especially during the winter months, for our park district program. So it's a win for both. And then we use the outdoor facilities and the school district uses ours. So it's really about collaborating with the school and the parks to meet the needs as the communities grow, which then goes back to the budget. As we grow, can we plan financially to pay for all those future needs? And we know there's individuals out there that have issues with government in general, or I don't use this facility, so why should I pay taxes for that? And the reality is, you know, your taxes normally go to, you know, operations of parks and trails and staffing and health insurance and things, and not directly to a golf course or not directly to a water park. We try to make those as enterprises funds where they're ran directly off of fees.
Right. And budget is another thing that people can give public input on. It's at the city commission meetings, people can give input on the final budgets before they go out. It's all a very public process. It's very transparent. And I think that's a commendable thing and something that speaks to the planning of the city of Mandan and Mandan Parks as a whole. So Cole Higlin, Mandan Parks Director, is there anything that we've missed today? Anything you want to get out before we close this?
No, I just want to say thank you for what you guys provide to our communities. It really is an independent focus of what we do on not only park board meetings, but also on the radio. And it just gives people another avenue to see what we do. We like hearing the good and we like hearing the bad. I mean, from the Mandan Park District, we're not perfect and we want to know if we can make things better. And if we did something wrong, we own up to it and we try to address the needs of the community and do the best that we can. We want to make Mandan just as proud as the Mandan Park District wants to be proud of ourselves.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to come down and join me for this interview.
All right. Thank you.
So Cole Higlin, Mandan Parks Director, my guest today on Park Talk. My name is Josh Haugen. Park Talk airs every Monday at noon, as well as podcasts posted online at radioaccess.org. Click on the podcast button and you can find Park Talk right there and find all Mandan and Bismarck episodes. Be on the lookout for future episodes of Park Talk, and thank you for tuning in to this Mandan edition of Park Talk.